Section B. How can a hobby improve your life?
Section B. Activity 1B. Read the text. Underline the two students' opinions.
Hobbies that are good for you. When work or school is over, what do you do to pass the time? Do you spend time on your hobbies? Reading or listening to music can help us to calm down after a busy day. Physical hobbies, such as playing tennis or doing yoga, can help us to keep fit. And some hobbies are creative. For example, people sometimes paint pictures to remember a beautiful landscape or object, or reduce stress. Luca Bruno likes to be creative in his free time. But he doesn't make art or write stories. Instead, this Italian teenager finds it fun to make mobile phone apps. He thinks that apps can be a great way to help people. He started programming when he was 10, after he read about famous businessmen who started out as programmers. His latest app allows people around the world to find study partners for learning Italian. They can learn Italian and make friends at the same time.
It gives me such a sense of achievement to see people using the app,
says Luca.
I believe I'm helping people around the world to learn Italian.
Some people prefer not to make things. They prefer to collect them. In India, Maya Badal doesn't collect coins or stamps. Instead, this teenage girl collects postcards.
I know some people think postcards are rather old-fashioned, but I think they're a good way to learn about different places,
Maya says.
I think it's interesting to see the beautiful buildings and landscapes in foreign countries.
Maya's first postcard shows the Morgao Caves in Dunhuang. Her dad sent it to her when she was 5, and she liked it so much that she put it up on her bedroom wall. Now there are over 100 postcards from 32 countries on Maya's walls. She dreams of travelling to these places in the future.